This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and on a weekend when, there's a lot of canned shows, a lot of pre-recorded stuff, it's a holiday, after all. Well, I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, because I got a lot of stuff to share with you. And so settle back for an hour or two and take in some vital health information. And you can participate. We're live. We're here. We're responsive. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question. Our number is 877-726-8255 on America's longest-running physician-hosted radio program. 31 years. So that number again, 877-726-8255. Why people don't lose weight when they exercise? Well, I've often weighed in on that subject, and it seems to me that if you had a choice between exercising your brains out and following a clean diet to lose weight, it's preferable to follow a diet. And there are actually many studies that suggest that while exercise is good for you, it helps you with your cardiovascular risk factors. It also helps you maintain muscle mass. That's all good. It even has a great effect on your brain. Lots of beneficial effects of exercise. But if you're hoping to expiate your dietary sins merely by exercising, well, think again. Something that I've been saying for a long time. And now finally comes a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition that addresses this conundrum. Why is it that people can ramp up their exercise but not lose a lot of weight? The study is entitled Effective Different Doses of Supervised Exercise on Food Intake, Metabolism, and Non-Exercise Physical Activity. It's a randomized control trial, and it's also the subject of an article in the New York Times this week. They say here, Gretchen Reynolds, who's kind of on the exercise health beat for the New York Times, she writes, people hoping to lose weight with exercise often wind up being their own worst enemies, according to the latest large-scale study of workouts, weight loss, and their frustrating interaction. So in this particular study, they recruited 171 sedentary, overweight men and women aged 18 to 65. So clearly individuals who might stand to benefit from losing weight. And so at the beginning of the study, they measured their weight, their resting metabolic rates, their subjective feelings of hunger, their aerobic fitness, and then they also looked at their daily food intake and energy expenditure, all kinds of measurements. And in one group, people exercise three times a week on treadmills or exercise bikes. Then there was another group that did even more intensive exercise that was the equivalent of burning off 1,760 calories a week, which is roughly the equivalent of skipping about a half day's worth of calories. And the study lasted for a fairly long time, for 6 months. And the results were disappointing. A few of the exercises had dropped pounds, but about two-thirds of those in the shorter workout group, and interestingly, even more, 90% of those in the longer workout group, had lost less weight than would have been expected by merely calculating the calorie deficit. You know, this whole thermodynamic equation, calories in, calories out. We're not cars. We're people. We have an exquisitely complex thermodynamic system that regulates weight. And what it boils down to, the research has concluded, is something quite simple. The exercisers were eating more. Their extra calories weren't very great. They just had about 90 additional calories each day. And for the moderate exercisers, 90 calories. For the intense exercisers, well, they consumed even more calories, about 125 calories per day. That's what you get in about, I don't know, a small apple. You know, so it's not a lot more calories. But it got in the way of their weight loss. And interestingly, they queried some of these subjects about their attitudes about exercise. And let me introduce you to a term from psychology. That term is moral licensing. And moral licensing is a very important term in psychology. It means that sometimes, you know, you put in a really hard day's work, you know, and you followed a very careful diet. You had like a small salad for lunch. You had a very light breakfast. And you come home and you say, man, I am so disciplined. I even went to the gym and exercised this morning. And so you put the feed bag on because you feel so virtuous. In the article by Gretchen Reynolds, it's the attitude of, if I jog now, I deserve that donut later idea. That's moral licensing. And so when they queried people about their attitudes about exercise and about its relationship to what they could eat, they found that the people who most believed that exercise gave you a little bit more leeway in terms of eating more high-calorie foods were precisely those who didn't lose a lot of weight. So it wasn't even that there was some sort of metabolic change, something esoteric that happened when they exercised. It turns out that the people who didn't lose weight, it was because they had an increased craving for sweet foods. Interestingly, they also had increased sleep disturbances. And so if they slept less, you know, do you think that the more exercise would make them sleep deeper? I certainly find that that's the case. Days that I don't exercise, a little more likely to not sleep that well. If I'm exhausted from exercise, I sleep deeply. But in the scientific terms, they say, and I'm quoting from the study, participants with higher compared with lower compensation reported increased appetite ratings. And here's the key words, beliefs that healthy behaviors can compensate for unhealthy behaviors. So if you believe that a healthy behavior, like exercise, can compensate for an unhealthy behavior, like putting the feed bag on, it's likely to undermine your exercise-related efforts to lose weight. So there you have it from the latest American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Let's take a call. Our number is 877-726-8255 from John in Haddam, Connecticut. Hey, a very, very happy 4th of July to you. John, how you doing?
You too, Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for taking my call. I was just in the garden. I have some yellow squash. I knew you'd like something like that, organic.
Exactly. Well, you can make, you know, if you have the spaghetti squash, you can substitute that for, you know, high carb, ordinary pasta and make a very good, you know, side dish.
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Okay. So you really, really should be restricting your carbs.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes I go a little overboard. I am hiking now in meetup groups, and that helps a lot too, but it's not, it's only every 2 weeks, you know? Mm-hmm. But I have a problem that keeps me from keeping up with some of the other ones that are advanced, you know. I have bad left hip, as mm-hmm. I have osteoarthritis in my hip and my spine. And I tried other things too, and it just, I get that grinding in the hip, you know?
Yep.
And
yep.
I was like, I don't want to get it replaced.
Yeah, they told you that eventually you have a little bit of more of a bone-on-bone situation. Eventually, you're a candidate for hip replacement.
That's what the grinding is, right?
Most likely. Yep.
I'm taking MSM. I'm taking a lot of stuff. And
MSM, glucosamine, undenatured collagen type 2, curcumin, all those things. So what's your question?
Would strontium help me? Because maybe my bones, I'm thinking, like, I listened to Jerry Hickey this morning.
I don't think so. Did he claim that strontium could help with osteoarthritis, which is what you're suffering from?
No, but he said that it could help diabetics have brittle bones. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that
it could definitely help you with osteoporosis, which is the susceptibility to bone fracture. It will strengthen bones, but that's not really going to help you with your joint pain and immobility. Strontium doesn't really have demonstrable anti-osteoarthritis properties. There is something that I use for patients with osteoporosis. It's called ostinol. It's basically bone morphogenetic protein, which is something that actually helps to build and restructure bone. It's a little lower down on my list in terms of things for osteoporosis, but studies do show that it can help with osteoarthritis. But, you know, if you have a real problem with the bone socket, bone on bone, and it's grinding, then you really become a candidate for hip replacement. And if I don't know what age you are, but if you're diabetic, the longer you wait, the more you have cardiovascular risk factors, which may make you ineligible for hip replacement. So if that's something that's going to remobilize you, and it really can make a difference, you know, and you want to be able to exercise, it's going to help your diabetes, you should consider the hip replacement. The hip replacement could sort of give you a whole new outlook on life, improve the quality of your life, and also enable you to do the exercise, which is going to help you manage your blood sugar. But watch those carbs and make sure that you follow a really clean diet, because very low carbohydrate diet is going to help you reduce your blood sugar. Thank you for that call. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And it's a holiday week, so I'm spending a little time at the house by the shore. And, you know, one of the local attractions is the hardware store out here. And you always look for an excuse to go to the hardware store. I need a new tool or something for the grill. Because it's always fun to go to the hardware store in this little resort town that I hang out in on summer weekends. And it's almost a little like a biker bar when you walk in there. There's like all the, it's very male. And there's a lot of rough-hewn characters in there, guys with tattoos and ragged wife-beater T-shirts. And they're working on projects. And it's fun going in there. So I go in there and I buy something for my grill. And I'm standing in line. And there's a guy in front of me. He's got a big, big vat of Roundup, and he says to the gal in the, behind the counter, he says, yeah, I hear that this could cause cancer, but he's buying it anyway. So I give him, shoot him a little sideways glance, and I say, yeah, you better get it while it lasts. And he looks at me like he's surprised, you know, first that someone is engaging him in conversation, and secondly, that there is the prospect that this stuff may not be around for a while. So I guess he's stockpiling his Roundup so that he can spray the weeds in his driveway, or, that are encroaching in his garden. And, I find it kind of ironic because this really may be the beginning of the end for Roundup. And here's the big story this week. Austrian Parliament backs EU's first total ban of weed killer glyphosate. Austria became the first country that's totally banned glyphosate. And also there's places across the country that are beginning to enact bans against glyphosate. I think New York City has enacted a partial ban. I mean, you can buy it in New York City, but the city's not going to use it. And San Francisco, always way ahead on the progressive curve, has banned it. Other EU countries have passed partial bans of glyphosate. And what's interesting here, and I didn't know this, Austria has the highest proportion of organic farmland in the European Union. That's roughly 23%. The average in the EU, they have a lot of organic farmland, 7%, but in Austria, it's 23%. So it's pretty cool, pretty cool. This, I mean, we've been really calling out warnings about the health hazards of this stuff for a long time. And a lot of people push back on this. You know, why are you an alarmist? You know, it's really, you know, it's so over the top. It's safe, no problem. But it turns out that now with lawsuits and multi-million dollar awards against the makers of Roundup, Bayer-owned Monsanto, it heralds the beginning of the end of this toxic substance that's showing up in our waterways, our bloodstream, mother's milk, everywhere. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's 877-726-TALK. And you can call us this hour next with any question you like. You know, we're live. It's a holiday weekend, but we're here. The doctor's office is open, which is an unusual circumstance. on a holiday. All the other doctors are off doing something. But I'm tremendously gratified this weekend because from time to time we launch a sale at drhoffmanstore.com for all the fine products we offer there, physician quality supplements that you can't get in retail stores. They're only available through a health professional via full script. And you can have access to the very self-same supplements that I prescribe for my patients that I take personally, very high-quality supplements that we talk about here on this program, by going to drhoffmanstore.com, and you'll get 10% off and free expeditious shipping, which is a premium value on any supplement order this weekend through Sunday. So it's a July 4th sale, and we do this from time to time to offer our intelligent medicine audience an opportunity to access some of the great supplements. Stock up while you can, while the sale is on. And I want to tell you about one of the supplements. By the way, this is the number one supplement that is flying off the shelves via our website at drhoffmanstore.com. It's True Niagen Pro. And I did a podcast this week with Dr. Matthew Roberts, who is the chief scientific officer for the company that has brought this product to market, Chromagen. And True Niagen Pro helps cells stay resilient because it works on the mitochondria. It's a unique form of vitamin B3 that's clinically proven to safely increase NAD. And that's vital for all our cells. But as you age, NAD has been found to decline up to 50%. And when NAD levels are low, our cells have a hard time producing the energy they need to maintain our health as we age. Now, there's published research that shows that increasing NAD boosts cellular energy production, and that can be achieved via supplementation with True Niagen Pro. When surveyed, True Niagen users report improvements in energy levels and an enhanced sense of overall well-being. I can attest to that personally, and many of my patients share the same impressions. True Niagen Pro is backed by multiple published clinical studies, and it's only available through healthcare practitioners, but you can get yours by going to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com for True Niagen Pro, and there's a unique opportunity this weekend to save 10% and get free shipping on all the fine products there, including True Niagen Pro. So please take advantage of it. And I'm just pleased to see that a lot of people are aware of the sale opportunity and taking advantage of it. All right, 877-726-8255. And we're talking about a different type of performance, sexual performance. And this is an interest of mine because I've done quite a lot of research and writing on the impact of diet on sexual performance. I've actually been called upon to give lectures and present workshops on this subject, and wrote a chapter for an Andrew Weil book on integrative sexual health. And diet doesn't have an impact on sexual performance. And we know that, for example, smoking and excessive alcohol consumption and lack of physical activity and generally unhealthy diets, stress, sleep deprivation, all these things have a negative impact on sexual functioning. And if you're overweight and diabetic and feel lethargic, you, of course, you're not going to feel sexy. But very interesting study here. Effective nut consumption on erectile and sexual function in healthy males. That's healthy males. This is not males complaining of ED. Interesting study, but there's a little qualification that I'll share with you at the end of my sharing the results of this study. 83 healthy males aged 18 to 35. So that they're in their prime sexually, were included in this study. It was a 14-week randomized controlled parallel feeding trial. So they divided these participants into the usual Western-style diet, either with or without 60 grams a day of mixed nuts, Okay. All right. Yeah. So they had 60 grams a day of mixed nuts, along with just a regular diet. And at baseline, at the end of the intervention, they answered 15 questions on a standard scale of, it's called the International Index of Erectile Function. Okay, so it's a questionnaire. I don't know what questions are on the questionnaire, but presumably it has to do with ability to get an erection, ability to have complete sex, frequency of sex, libido, I don't know, all those things. And they also had levels of nitric oxide measured. Nitric oxide is the target of drugs like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and it promotes circulation to those nether parts of the body that are associated with sexual performance, right? So compared to the control group, the group that didn't eat the nuts, there was a significant increase in the orgasmic function and sexual desire during the nut intervention, as reported by these participants. The study suggests that including nuts in a regular diet significantly improved orgasmic function and sexual desire. So, wow, okay. One thing you have to look at when you review studies is you have to review them for follow the money trail. Okay. So if I see a study about a drug, you know, I want to see, is it sponsored by a drug company or is this like a government-sponsored study, which may be freer of bias and not designed to promote the drug? The study was performed with grant support from the International Nut and Dried Fruit Council. There is such an entity, the International Nut and Dried Fruit Council. They sponsored the study and supplied the nuts. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt or with, you know, a cashew, a walnut, and an almond. If you think that the sponsorship influenced the outcome of the, look, there's something there. It's something to it because nuts are healthy. Could they make you sexier? Yeah, maybe. Maybe, just maybe. All right. 877-726-8255 is our number. And, this item. Teenage Wasteland. It's a song by The Who. The Who are actually back. They're performing again in Madison Square Garden this fall. Headline here, pesticide exposure linked to teen depression. Whoa, what's up with that? Researchers tracked the development of children living near agriculture in the Andes in Ecuador. And, you know, down there, there's, you know, it's kind of a free fire zone when it comes to government regulations about the use of many pesticides that have been banned in this country. Although the United States has been among the worst countries in terms of allowing harmful pesticides, herbicides to be used. Other parts of the world, you know, we mentioned Austria earlier, has outright banned the use of an herbicide, glyphosate, while we still have it. Well, turns out that Ecuador is the world's third largest exporter of roses, and they use a lot of organophosphate insecticides, which are known to affect the human cholinergic system. Okay, well, think sarin gas, the stuff that they used in Syria, and you get an idea what these type of organophosphate insecticides can do. Now, the idea is to kill the insects and not harm the people, but there's a fairly narrow range of safety when applying these organophosphate insecticides. And so what they discovered here is that, and they measured levels of acetylcholinesterase, which is a measure of exposure to cholinesterase inhibitors. And they found that these young people showed more symptoms of depression using a standardized depression assessment tool. So, you know, this is a medication that works by paralyzing the nervous system of insects. And the idea being that it doesn't affect mammals, but it does to some extent. And it creates subtle abnormalities in brain function and possibly other endocrine effects that may cause young adolescents' moods to deteriorate. And we're seeing, you know, there's so many factors involved. Poor diet, lack of sleep, the cultural environment we're in, screen time, innumerable factors. But could it be that certain environmental pollutants and toxins present in pesticides could be exerting a negative effect on the brains of our kids? And it's a big yellow flag when it comes to environmental regulations, which are unfortunately becoming increasingly lax in this country. So pesticide exposure in this study linked to teen depression. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. This July 4th weekend, celebrate your health independence with our Independence Day sale at my supplement dispensary. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. July 4th through 7th, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. We're now part of the FullScript network, the safest and most convenient way to purchase supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. Safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant. Authentic prescription-only supplements and world-class support. Declare your independence from high prices and substandard quality. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping from July 4th through 7th. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com.
Looking for that perfect beach body this summer or just trying to stay healthy? Managing your weight is so important. Weight management is more than simply calories consumed versus calories burned. Achieving your ideal weight also depends on your digestive system functioning effectively. Research has shown that one of the most important things in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of good bacteria, probiotics, in our GI tract. These friendly bacteria help regulate blood sugar, normalize our appetite, and process food that is challenging to digest with less gas and bloating. World-renowned Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a flora balancing system that does that and more. Dr. O'Hara's carefully selected strains of live, beneficial bacteria work synergistically to optimize health, aid in the absorption of our nutrients, and help with weight management. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Get them today. Available at Sprouts, Whole Foods and Vitamin Shop, and other fine natural health retailers. Also online.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and the doctor is in. We're alive. Taking your questions. 877-726-8255 is our number. We got a call from Lisa in Michigan. How are you doing, Lisa?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 70 years old, and I've had this problem for a while, and it's fibromyalgia, and I think fatigue might be with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like I get, I don't know, within the last few years, I seem to be getting more pain.
Achier, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, achy and pain everywhere, and it's almost like a, in some places, feels like a kind of a burning pain. Sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the fatigue is so bad that I just don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah. And you've been to the doctor. The doctor has checked you out for the usual things. You don't have diabetes. You don't have a B12 deficiency. You don't have a thyroid problem. All those things have been pretty much looked at?
Well, I've always been underactive for 30-some years, so I've been on a thyroid pill for all
those
years.
So that's actually that's a clue to me. Oh. That's a clue to me. Right there. Two clues. Thank you. Let me just say that I treat a lot of patients with fibromyalgia. Every patient with fibromyalgia is different. I think fibromyalgia is kind of a grab bag for people who are tired and achy and fatigued and often have depression and irritable bowel syndrome. All these things are associated with fibromyalgia, including sleep disturbances. Sleep disturbances are a big part of fibromyalgia. So different factors enter in, but you've given me two clues. One, you're on thyroid medication. It may be that you're not on the optimal dose of the right kind of thyroid medication because bodily aching and fatigue can be associated with hypothyroidism. The other thing you mentioned, you're a little borderline diabetic. Well, definitely diet plays a role here, and in particular, insulin resistance. And for some people, they really turn around when they go on a very low-carb diet or even a ketogenic diet when they have fibromyalgia. But there's another connection that we look at, which is the gut. There's a gut linkage to fibromyalgia. Certain types of bacteria proliferate in the GI tracts of patients with fibromyalgia, and they may be missing certain beneficial bacteria. So sometimes checking that out and trying to alter the microbiome, move in a favorable direction, can be helpful. What's helpful for pain is CBD, cannabidiol. It's a natural pain reliever, and sometimes dosing that can help patients relax and sleep, improve their mood, and also reduce their pain. Without addiction or dependency on opiates, you know, medications that have harmful side effects and make you dependent. Some of the strategies, magnesium can be helpful, even intravenous magnesium. Creatine has been shown to be helpful for some patients with fibromyalgia. We need to check your nutrient levels because low levels of vitamin D and B12 have certainly been associated with fibromyalgia, and dosing up on those can be helpful. It sounds like you need what is called a functional medicine doctor, and I know you're out there in Michigan, so it'd be hard for you to come to New York and see me. But if you look at directories of functional medicine doctors, you may find one in your area who's willing to work with you. That usually involves a little bit of detective work, some tests, a trial and error, because it's different strokes for different folks when it comes to fibromyalgia. And here's just a segue, you know, that you mentioned fibromyalgia. Gut bacteria linked to depression identified. This is pretty cool. This is from a town in Belgium that I've visited frequently because I have family members there. It's Leuven or Louvain, depending on whether you're pronouncing it the Flemish way or the Dutch way or the French way. Big university there, one of the oldest in the world, the University of Louvain or Leuven. They're doing a lot of gut research on the microbiome. And what they discovered is that there is a link between gut bacteria and mental health. And they've actually found specific gut bacteria linked to depression. And why is it that they're linked to depression? Well, bacteria produce vitamins and various chemicals, toxic chemicals as well as beneficial chemicals, chemicals that may resemble neurotransmitters. And so it is that certain bacteria may be linked to intestinal inflammation, but there's a gut-brain linkage. And by working, you know, eventually they're going to come up with this. They're going to come up with a feel-good probiotic. Studies show that just even now with the relatively primitive probiotics we have, not even specifically targeted to depression, that patients who take probiotics or who use fermented foods can actually improve their mood. It's the field is called psychobiotics, you know, as opposed to antibiotics, psychobiotics using bacteria to affect the brain. And there's even a relationship to conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Recently, it's been recognized that patients with Parkinson's disease have a different type of intestinal flora. So congratulations to the researchers over there in Belgium, doing a great job looking at the gut-brain linkage. And this item, you want to increase your vitamin D? Well, eat eggs, but a specific type of eggs. How do you get eggs to have higher levels of vitamin D? Well, just like people, eggs make vitamin D, or chickens make vitamin D when they're exposed to UV light. So the suggestion is that using eggs from chickens who have been basically sitting in sun lamps, the vitamin D content of the eggs is four times higher than the vitamin D content of eggs laid by chickens who are raised in ordinary light, usually indoor light that's artificial light that doesn't allow them exposure to UV light like they might get in the in the farmyard, you know, walking around in the sun. That helps them make vitamin D, which then goes into the eggs and ultimately can go into you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.